John Wiley is at the Met Office. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, in fairness to your experts, they got it absolutely right. And the emphasis was on ice every bit as it was on snow. And both are causing problems this morning.
They are indeed, Frank, as you say, pretty much according to plan in terms of what we were expecting. There is several centimetres of snow in some places. It is very variable, though. Some places have had more in the way of snow than others. But as you say, it's the ice which is the real problem. I think one of the problems that maybe roads have experienced overnight is that temperatures were still flirting above zero through the midnight hours and into the early hours of this morning. Then we had more snow just before breakfast time and a drop in temperature. So it is a very wintry morning and something, unfortunately, which we just have to expect at this time of the year.
Where's the worst affected parts of Northern Ireland as we speak?
Well, there's a snow cover in quite a few places. Probably, broadly speaking, there's more in the way of snow up north. That's where the showers have been more frequent. And in fact, during the course of the day, I think we're probably going to see snow continue to accumulate, particularly across the northern half of Northern Ireland. And we're looking at County Antrim, where eventually, come the early hours of Saturday morning, we could be looking at snow totals of 10 to 15 centimetres in some of the upland communities. So things could become a little bit difficult for some of those higher level communities across the Antrim Hills during the next 18 hours or so.
What about as we go through the weekend and towards Sunday?
Yes, tomorrow I think still some wintry showers feeding into the north and east, but for most parts I think after a very icy start to the day, probably not a bad day, a lot of dry weather across the south and west in particular. As I say, still some wintry showers for the north and east, County Antrim especially. As we head into Sunday, we do have a weather warning in place for the possibility of further snow on Sunday. Now there's a little bit of doubt as to exactly how far north this weather front will come on Sunday, so we're going to leave that warning pretty much as is at the moment. And we'll have a look at that again tomorrow. But the potential is there for some snow, particularly for the south and west of Northern Ireland for a time on Sunday morning. So that could top up the snow, particularly across parts of Armagh, Fermanagh and South Tyrone. But as I say, still some doubt as to exactly how far that gets in at the moment.
I see a guy called Jeff asking about he's going to Donegal on Sunday. We're not recommending anyone takes on a journey that they don't need to take on, but there's something in what you're saying that Donegal may not be affected just as much as southeast Ulster.
That's a possibility, Frank, yes, but of course getting to Donegal might be the problem. There's a lot of high ground to be encountered if you're heading up that direction, so it's the high ground that's particularly badly affected.
This is good advice. Take note, Jeff. John, thank you. Thank you. John Wiley at the Met Office. So how is it where you are? Some areas worse affected than others, and ice is the biggest problem.